social justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist
Sean King.
From our Radio 103.9 studios above Penn Station in New York City, Sean King. Good Monday morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. You know, Tom, today on the 61st anniversary of the launch of the Montgomery bus boycott, now just hours after a major victory was won for the people of Standing Rock, hundreds of thousands of us have joined together to take an organized stand against racial injustice and police brutality in America. It's called the Injustice Boycott. It's not a petition. It's not a Facebook page. It's not a retweet or a hashtag. It's an organized resistance driven by local people and activists and supported by passionate believers all over the country and around the world. Just as the Montgomery bus boycott lasted for 381 days, we are prepared for this boycott to last as long as it takes to make change happen. Indeed, we won't stop until it does. This boycott will not weaken, but will grow in size, strength, reach, and power every single day. Today, we are proud to be launching phase one of the Injustice Boycott, and it will last until Monday, January 16th, which is also known as King Day in this country. We chose to launch phase one on the anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott and end it on the day that our nation celebrates Dr. King to remind all of us that our ancestors fought for change and made it happen before, and we can do it again. It's not enough for us to pick up trash and have cookouts on King Day when our people are catching hell from coast to coast. We've reached a pivotal point in the history of our country, now just weeks away from the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, where our organization must match our outrage. Today, we're announcing the first three cities of our boycott. They are Standing Rock, San Francisco, and New York City. We're giving those cities, the businesses and corporations that call those cities home, the states they are in, and the federal government 43 days, that's until King Day of 2017, which is on January 16th, to meet the very reasonable and humane demands of local activists in those cities. The government officials in those cities know full well who the local activists are. The officials in those cities know full well what the reasonable demands of those activists are. And today we're serving notice that it's time for government officials, businesses, and all interested parties in those cities to actually make some change happen over the next 43 days, or on January 17th, 2017, we'll do these four things. Number one, we'll begin a full tourism boycott of those cities. To protect small businesses, we'll announce a comprehensive plan on January 17th for ways you can support local entrepreneurs to help get them through the boycott. Number two, we'll begin a comprehensive divestment plan where we ask people to pull their money out of banks, financial institutions, and investment plans in which we have determined that those institutions either directly support racial injustice or police brutality in those cities or have chosen to remain completely silent in the midst of this national crisis. Number three, we will announce a targeted national boycott of businesses in those cities that have either directly supported injustice or have remained painfully silent in the face of it. And number four, we'll begin to creatively disrupt cities by protest designed to inconvenience and shut down both commerce and government. San Francisco and New York proudly enjoy reputations as progressive, liberal, democratic havens, but the reality on the ground in these cities for people of color simply don't line up with their reputations. One of the primary goals of the Injustice Boycott will be to unashamedly hold progressive cities, their elected officials, and the businesses in those cities responsible for the reputations they so enjoy. Here's the thing. San Francisco was not progressive for Alex Nito, Jessica Williams, or Mario Woods, who were all killed by police there. New York City was not progressive for Eric Garner, Deborah Danner, or Khalif Browder. To be clear, I could name all types of men, women, boys, and girls who've been mowed down by systemic justice in San Francisco and New York City. The list is painfully long, but justice is woefully and repeatedly missing in each and every case in those cities. I have so much more to say, but I'll close with this thought. Yesterday, we learned that the Army Corps of Engineers has paused construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in Standing Rock. That decision should inspire all of us and show us what activism can truly accomplish. However, we have no idea what a Trump administration might do there or elsewhere. It's time for us to take our organizing to a brand new level. And anybody listening who wants to join can go to injusticeboycott.com and check us out.
Question, if you're not in San Francisco or New York City or in Dakota, how can I support or participate?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll post that on the website today, and we'll also be listing businesses that are based in those cities that you can boycott from all around the country. And between now and King Day, if some of the demands that local activists have aren't met, we'll also have a tourism boycott of those cities as well.
All right, Sean King.
Yeah, let's go.
It's on.
My man. And you'll be back on tomorrow on your regular time slot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, good work.